BBC News with David Austin. The security forces in Thailand are closing in on a soldier who went on a shooting spree with an assault rifle, killing at least 20 people and injuring many others. Special forces have stormed a shopping center in the city of Nakhon Ratchasima, where the gunman is holed up. Reports suggest the soldier may be holding hostages. The World Health Organization says the number of new coronavirus cases in the worst affected region of China appears to have stabilized slightly in the past 4 days. A WHO expert warned that it was far too early to say whether it had plateaued. A second flight carrying critically ill people has been allowed to leave the Yemeni capital Sana'a in an easing of a blockade imposed by the Saudi-led coalition. 24 patients were flown to Jordan for treatment. There have been more clashes in France between police and yellow vest protesters who've turned out for the 65th weekend in a row. Officers fired tear gas in the western city of Bordeaux, where a video shot by a protester showed children caught up in a forceful arrest. Israel has reportedly ordered a halt to the export of Palestinian farm produce via Jordan amid a worsening trade dispute. The row has led to all agricultural goods between Israel and the Palestinian territories being blocked. A senior member of India's governing BJP has congratulated a taxi driver who called the police after overhearing a passenger discussing the continuing protests against the new citizenship law. The party's president in Mumbai handed the Uber driver a makeshift citizenship award. A conservation group says 4 mountain gorillas, including a pregnant female, have died in Uganda after being hit by lightning. 3 adult females and a male infant were found in the Ngahinga National Park, with injuries indicating electrocution. BBC News.